I'm joined by the Turkish journalist Mehmet Aksakal. Mehmet, can you just give us the latest on this border dispute? We're hearing that there's been renewed shelling today. Can you tell us any more?
There's still shelling sound heard from Syrian side at Turkish border around Aksakal at El Abyad town. It's for about 2 weeks the shelling is going on there, actually. Tel Abyad is a small town. The Syrian oppositions are not very strong there because in the east of them there is a Ras El Ain town controlled by Kurd. West of them there is a Ain al Arab town controlled by Kurd. In the south they have the troops... Syrian army troops in the North Turkey. So they kind of stuck in this area, and then no help can come from other opposition to them. And controlling this border area was important for Turkey. It was important for Turkey that area border to be controlled by opposition. That the physical connection between two Kurdish-controlled area could be cut off, actually. And now they control Tel Abyad, but there's no help come from anywhere. So that's why from the north, from the south, Assad military pushing to control the border back again.
Has there been Turkish shelling over the border today?
No, that today we have not heard anything Turkish shelling into Syria, but that hasn't happened. Actually, government said they did. But so far, we couldn't find out exactly where they did, because some say it in Tel Abyad, Turkey, that was in Tel Abyad area on a Turkey, a Syrian military station. But some say it was in Idlib area. So far, the government have not declared where that has happened exactly.
So they said they've shelled, but not said where it is. Is that right?
Excuse me?
They've said they have shelled.
They had shelled immediately, they say. The Turkish Prime Minister office yesterday, they said they shelled it back immediately. And then they kept meeting after that. So it happened short time after the attack from Syria into Turkey.
But there's been no confirmation of attacks today.
We still don't have. But some Syrian media were saying that the Turkey attack in some points in Idlib. But some Turkish, we couldn't confirm it. But they said Turkish media say that happened in Tel Abyad.
Okay. Do you know where in Idlib this shelling was supposed to have taken place?
Only Idlib and Latakia border, Syrian border with Turkey, controlled by Syrian military. All other borders controlled by either opposition or Kurds. So, you have to use plane to bomb much further than not to, to find the Assad troops. But if it's close to border with tanks or cannon something, the easiest way would be Idlib or Latakia, because that border is still under Syrian government control.
And there's a parliamentary motion today seeking further military escalation. Is that just bluster?
Very unusually, Turkish parliament had a meeting so early, normal meeting time in the afternoon, but unexpectedly they have a meeting today at 10 o'clock. That would be, the subject will be actually to allow military into Syria. And also, since years, Turkish military every year in this month renewed the permission for Turkish military for entering Iraq to bombing Kurdish rebels. So today's subject will be Syria and Iraq, because this permission needs to be renewed this month again. Parliament meeting today that will be giving permission to military in case needed to enter Syria and also northern Iraq.
Do you think Parliament will give the government approval?
Yes, definitely. That regularly happens in several years in northern Iraq. But today they will do another one also for Syria to give government power for that. Yeah. Because that has to be approved by Parliament. Yeah.
One of Erdogan's advisors says that Turkey doesn't want a war with Syria. Do you think that it's just blustering against Syria?
We don't expect much further anything to happen. But that's because, at the moment, war is neither good for the Syrian government nor for Turkey. I think it will stop like that at the moment. And Turkey also, did some attacking some Syrian target yesterday. If it doesn't look like Syria would attack back again, because it's this the shelling coming to Turkey, because it's the Assad military is very close to border, just rebels controlling the close the border crossing just a couple kilometers after that under the control of Assad, while they fight it's close and the shell coming to Turkey, of course. I think that Turkey was not targeted, that just was because they fight very close to border.
So it was a mistake?
Syria definitely wouldn't want to get with war in Turkey. This is nothing, and doesn't make sense for them also.
Why doesn't it make sense?
Yeah, doesn't make sense. And the shelling continued for 2 weeks. Every day people hear, last week, 3 people have been injured in this town because of shelling. Came from Syria. For 2 weeks they hear this sound and shelling and sometimes coming to this town. About probably over 30% of the people in the town have left town already to bigger town nearby Şanlıurfa, and people very much concerned, because it continued. That's about 2 weeks since the rebels captured that border cross. It's clashing going on in the area.
Why doesn't Turkey want to go any further in retaliation?
I think that this border crossing is there's one important point here. Not many people, not come to people's attention. Like I said before, this border crossing is for Turkey is important. Rebels to control it. For rebels, important to control this border cross. Tel Aviv is a small town, doesn't have anything really important there. But because it's border crossing, if rebels control that after Assad fell, that's a big advantage for them. And for Turkey, there would be no communication between two Kurdish towns controlled by Kurds. And it would be a rebel will have take in any case whatever will happen after Assad, and Turkey supports rebel and don't want Kurds to control this area completely. So that was important for Turkey rebel to get this border cross. And when rebel controlled this border cross, there was not long fight. That was a one night operation. Whatever happened, we couldn't really find out what happened there. A group of special forces of rebels, and if any other country helped, we don't know, but they, in one night with operation, got this border crossing. And now they there, but it's difficult for them to control it. And because there's no big rebel support there, it's mostly Kurdish area, this area, just Tel Aviv in the middle of the Kurdish area, just small Arabic village. And that makes the rebels difficult to stay there and to defend themselves. And with this way now, Turkey will, because of the Turkish pressure, Assad troops may keep back with international pressure, and then those rebels can keep controlling the borders.
Okay, Mehmet. Thanks very much.
No problem.